The basis for that born-again experience is found in Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter. In the agreement that God made with the house of Israel. Now, it wasn't until he brought them out of Egypt, and they crossed the Red Sea, which in symbolic form is baptism. And it was symbolic also of the position of baptism that you and I have to have in accordance to being born again. Let us turn first over. You can put a little mark there, or a little bookmark there in Deuteronomy, and turn with me over to John chapter 3. Because what we want to do is establish the fact of the New Testament basis for what we believe. Sister Nancy was showing you the aspects of the tabernacle. And she was dealing with that piece of furniture that is called the brazen laver. Hallelujah. We had the brazen altar, which we have been discussing. Brazen altar, which is represents the death, burial, and resurrection.
Mot, makaber, manasati milutun mistros dennaib batin chilalen. Bazi banahasu masawai misal.
Jesus, Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it was also the aspects of ratifying a covenant with God concerning you and I as New Testament believers.
በጥምቀት እሱ ወደኛ ስንጋብዘውና ስንጠመቅ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ስንታተም ከዚህ በኋላ ለራሴ ላልኖር ሞቼ ላንተ ኖራለሁ እያልን ነው።
In some societies, some countries,
በአንዳንድ ሀገር የሚኖሩ ማህበረሰቦች
when two individuals, and I suppose in Africa they also have it, when two individuals would enter into an agreement or an arrangement that was mutually beneficial to both of them, they would usually have something written or put upon some sort of paper or papyrus or skin, animal skin.
ምን ያደርጋሉ ወይ በእንሰሳት ቆዳ በሚጻፍ ወይም ደግሞ በወረቀት ላይ በተጻፈ ነገር ሁለቱም የጋራ ተጠቃሚ የሚሆኑበትን የስምምነት ውል ይፈጽማሉ።
With the basics of what the agreement was, or the covenant would be between the two individuals.
ለዚህ ኪዳን የሚገባቡት እነዛ ሁለት ሰዎች እኩል ተጠቃሚ ለመሆን እንግዲህ በሚያስራቸው የሚገዛቸው ያ የተስማሙበት ምንድነው ክብ ነው ውሉ ነው
and they would cut themselves in their blood put the blood upon that on that agreement
ያገር እንደው ምንድነው የሚያደርጉት ደማቸው ሊቆጡና ሁለቱም ማለት ነው ተስማሚዎች ደማቸውን ጠብ ያደርጉበትና በደማቸው
ይታጠባሉ and it was a binding contract
ምን ማለት ነው ይሄ የሚያስር ህግ ማለት ነው በቃ
and being as it was a blood contract
ይደዛለን ምክንያቱም ኪዳናችን የደም ነው
and being as it was a blood contract
የደም ኪዳናችን
it had serious consequences if you were to break it
የደም ኪዳን ከሰበራችሁት ቅጣት አለው
and usually those consequences was the sentence of death
and then ግዜ እንደውም ይሄ የደም ኪዳን ከተጣሰ እስከ ሞት የሚያደርስ ነው
have they ever had a custom like that here
እንደሄደ ባህል እናንተ ሀገር ውስጥ የለም ወይ
you know in Ethiopia
አልተገባብተው ደም አፍስሰው እንዴ ነው የሚባለው
You don't think so? Not that you know about, but I would imagine if you knew what your history was, you'd probably find it.
It might be, yeah.
Yes, yes. So the Bible says that every covenant has to be ratified by blood. That's what Hebrew says.
So which? ኪዳን የሚገባቡት በእንዲህ አይነት በጠበቀ በደምት ሲስተም
So when we begin born again
እኛም ዳግም ስንወለድ
by virtue of his blood we become sons of God
ክርስቶስ
ካለ or have the potential to become sons of God we are born again
እግዚአብሔር ልጆች ተብለን ተጠራን አሜን
ሃሌሉያ
ተወለድን
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what we have to do in regards to that is that we have to agree or ratify that position of being born again.
ስለዚህ እኛም ደግሞ ክርስቶስ ለከፈለልን ዋጋ በደሙ ለተገዛንበት ኪዳን መገዛትና ለዛ መኖር ከኛ ይጠበቃል።
There is a difference between ratifying a covenant I mean there's acceptance of a covenant there's a difference between the acceptance let me put that there because that's our part and acceptance of covenant covenant how you spell it
covenant
covenant I should probably have Alan check my spelling all right there's a difference between this is God's responsibility God's responsibility is to make and to provide the covenant.
የእግዚአብሔር ድርሻ ማለት ነው ማቀረብ ማዘጋጀት ነው
our position
ወደኛ ለኪዳኑ ደግሞ የተዘጋጀ መሆኑ
our position of responsibility because we have a responsibility it's not all just God's responsibility to accept it man comes to you and says you must be born again you have to say yes
እሺ ማለት
are you have to say no hallelujah no matter what jesus christ has done
ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ የሰራው ስራ እርግጥ ነው እነተ
without the invoking invoking
ያ ክርስቶስ የሰራው ስራ ሁሉ ግን
of my will
ከኛ ፈቃደኝነትን አግኝቶ ምላሽ ካላገኘ በቀር ዋጋ
The covenant is of no value the deal why don't you sit down over there by your daddy Hallelujah.
እንደው አሁን እንደተባባልነው ኪዳን ካልተቀበልነው ኪዳኑን ካልኖርንበት ዋጋ የለውም.
So it is necessary for us to agree and to accept.
ስለዚህ ከኛም ይጠበቃል ማለት ነው ኪዳኑን ማመን ኪዳኑን መቀበል
That's what 1 John. That's what 1 John. No, John 3, verse 3 says, ye must be born again. Hallelujah. All right, well, that is great. That's tremendous. And there are a lot of churches that stop right here. Hallelujah. They believe in the blood of Jesus Christ, and they believe in heaven and hell, but they do not go any further than the position or the place of the blood offering. Hallelujah. And with John chapter 3, verse 3 says, is that is not enough to ensure your position of salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it says, you must be born again to see. Hallelujah. You were blind, huh? You were blind. Blind is out here. So now, blind. Everybody, put your hands over your eyes. Put your hands over your eyes. Cover them up. Now, don't open your eyes. Just keep them closed. Now, can you see what I'm doing? I'm doing something. Can you see what it is?
No.
That means you're blind. You cannot see. Hallelujah. It also, not only can you not see, you cannot understand. You cannot perceive.
Hallelujah.
And it means you cannot enter. Enter what? The kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
All right, that's fine.
Want to move it this way?
No. You move here.
I move over here.
Yes.
All right, I move over here because I'm making you blind.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So you have to be born again just to see. So, but it's not seeing out here. Because one of the facts of this structure right here, is that it is so high. I think it's 5 cubits. Hallelujah. 5 cubits is about 8 feet. I don't know what that is. 8 to 10 feet. I don't know what that is in meters. Hallelujah. So it's so high you cannot see in it. But one of the things that when you become born again and you are able to see, But what you are able to see is encompassed within this wall of separation. So one of, not only is it that you can see, but it is a line of demarcation that brings you into separation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It separates you from what is out here. Hallelujah. And there are several terms the word uses to describe this outside environment.
Yeah, we call it world or
yeah, just go ahead and translate. We call it world. The Bible calls it death. The Bible calls it darkness. Huh? All of this entails the natural environment that we were born in. In the natural. Hello?
And when the
Bible uses the word carnal, I don't know, what does your Bible say?
Similar, carnal.
Huh?
Carnal?
Okay. When the Bible uses the word carnal, hallelujah, it is a term that is describes a Christian, but that Christian has mixture.
Christian muno lihon ichilal leh sa gin Christian na hiwatu yetekalakalabet
he is
gara yetedebalallekabet aynet
hiwatu he is light and darkness
and then de bebrahan yinore imeslawal ligin degmo bechellemo
and he is of a gray quality
malet rasun inde tilik daraja betilik argo liyaskemet imokkeral ተፈጥሯዊ ሰው ነው ክርስቲያንም ነው ብሎ ሊጠራ ይችላል ግን ዓለምን ጣላቀሏል በዓለም
ሃሌሉያ
ህይወት የሚኖር ሰው ደግሞ የዚህ ህይወት
ተፈጥሯዊ let me put it in a different term because remember we said that this aspect one of the terms the Bible uses is darkness
የጨለማው ኃይል ገዢ ጨለማው ነው ብለው አይደል ዓለማዊነት መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ
now I am teaching you how to read your Bible. So this is the kingdom of all of these aspects, whereas this is the kingdom, right, of light. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you take light, huh? And you mix it with darkness.
እስቲ ብርሃን አለ በዝጋ ይሄን ብርሃን ወሰዱና ከብርሃኑ ጋር ቀላቀሉ
and you're going to come out with a gray shade of color I don't have gray so
ብርሃን ማይቀለማ ይሆነ የተቀላቀለ ነገር ብታይ ምንድነው የምታየው ቀላይ የሚመስል ነገር
ሃሌሉያ but I'm going to describe this even better
በተሻለ መልኩ ልገልጽ እችላለሁ።
I want you to turn with me over to Revelation. And I'm going to put it in God's terminology.
እግዚአብሔር አገላለጽ ነው የምናገረው ይሄን።
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want to go to the third chapter of Revelation.
ራእይ ምዕራፍ 3 ላይ.
And we're going to look at the 14th verse.
ራእይ ምዕራፍ
God says.
ራእይ ምዕራፍ 3 ቁጥር 14.
Hallelujah. God says unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of creation of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Raimarasus kutaratara. Balodokiam wodallaw wodebete Christian mal'at indi bilas. Amen yihonu yetamenawna unetenyaw misekir beziyagerim fitra mejemerya yenebaraw
He says in the next verse he says, I know thy works, thou art neither cold thou art neither cold nor are you hot but you are what you are lukewarm hallelujah
በራድ ወይም ትኩስ እንዳይደለ ስራህን አውቃለሁ
hallelujah
በራድ ወይም ትኩስ ብትሆንስ መልካም ሆነ ነበር እያለ ይናገራል
Now we are still talking about the position of covenant relationship
የኪዳን ህብረት ወይም የኪዳን ግንኙነት ነው የምናወራው
Because I said that one of the responsibilities that we have as Christians is that we have the responsibility as born again acceptance of the covenant
ኪዳኑን መቀበል ነው እኛ ዳግም ለተወለደ ሰው ከኛ የሚጠበቀው ኪዳኑን መቀበል
Hallelujah Hallelujah
Amen
but not only do we have the a responsibility of the acceptance of the covenant
ሌላ ማራፊነት አለ ኪዳኑን ብቻ መቀበል አይደለም
This is John 3:3
መቀበል አንዱ ኃላፊነቱ ነው ቀጣይ ኃላፊነቱም ሌላ የሚጠብቀን አለ
But we as Christians
እንደ ክርስቲና ህይወታችን
must ratify Is it R-A-T-I-F-Y? We must ratify the covenant.
Ratify ማለት መመስከር ማወጅ ማለት ነው።
Hallelujah.
ማለት ነው ኪዳኑን ማወጅ።
Hallelujah.
የጨለመ ዓለም እንደወከለ።
Hallelujah.
ባጭር ጨለማ ማለት ነው።
Praise God.
የታይመ
It says that if you are born again, you see.
ዳግም ተወለደን ምን ለማድረግ? የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት ማየት ለመቻል።
Now If you're at this point,
that might emilore bicha munuko,
you can't see outside,
which menayal.
I mean, you can't see to the left.
Wedegra menayal.
All you're going to see is a wall.
Girgidaw lenay inchilal.
You can't see to the right, you can't see to the left.
Wedeqany mayit inchilalen.
And there is a curtain of the door that blocks your view from the outside behind.
Kohala demuk bawch bakul barum yetezegaw litayil.
So all of these things pertain
እነኚህ ሁሉ ነገር የሚገናኙት
Hallelujah. All of these things pertain to the kingdom of God.
እነኚህ ሁሉ ነገር ብናገናኛቸው አንድ ምስጢር ለማብራት ነው። ዳግም መወለድ ማየት ምንለው የእግዚአብሔርን መንግስት ምስጢር
Hallelujah.
እንዲበራ
But I ask you is seeing entering?
ማየት ማለት መግባት ማለት ነው ወይ ጥያቄ እንጠይቃችሁ ነው?
It's not. Hallelujah.
ማየት ማለት መግባት ማለት አይደለም.
What about the Baptists?
ስለዚህ እዛ ጋር ያሉ ባፕቲስቶች
What about the Methodists?
Methodists የሚባሉ ቸርች
What about the Presbyterians?
Presbyterian የሚባሉ እዛ ጋር የሚያቆሙ
What about any evangelical church who only believes in the blood of Jesus Christ?
ሌሎችም የክርስቶስ ደም ብቻ በቂ ነው ብለው ሌላውን ትምህርት ቀጥለው ከድገት ያለውን ማስተምሩ ዝጋ ብቻ የሚቆሙት ለክርስቲያኖች እንዴት ነው መታየው?
Are those churches in the kingdom of God?
ለዚህ ክርስቲያኖች በእግዚአብሔር መንግስት ውስጥ ናቸው ወይ? አሁን ተጽዋል ማለት ነው። ለላውያን ተብሎ ተጠርተው ሊሆን ይችላል። በቃ በደሙ ከዳንክ ዝጋ ብቻ የተወሰኑ ደረጃዎችን ብቻ ያስተምሩና
Hallelujah. Now, if you go according to scripture, you may be
የተወሰነች ነገር ብቻ አስተምረው እዛ ጋር የሚገቱ ከሆነ ቀደም እንደተባለ እግዚአብሔር ትብሉ በሙሉ መውረስ ተችሏል ማለት
You may be born again,
ዳግም ተወልደ
but you do not have the power yet to enter.
ዳግም ተወልደ ሊሆን ይችላል ኃይል ግን ያስፈልገናል በመንፈስ መመራለስ ግን ያስፈልገናል ወደ በለጠ የህይወት ክርስትና እድገት ሙላት መድረስ ግን ይጠበቅብናል
ሃሌሉያ I need a key
ቁልፍ ማለት ያስፈልገኛል
that will unlock the door
በሩን ለማለክ
Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 5 in John chapter 3.
ወደ ዮሐንስ 3 እንመለስና ቁጥር 5 ምንድን ነው የሚለው? ምዕራፍ 3.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh by the way, about over here, Jesus God says that if you are in this condition,
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ በራእይ ላይ ቀደም ለሎዶቅያ የተናገረው በራዶም ትኩስ እንዳልሆንክ ብሎ
He will what? Spew you him out of his mouth. This is back in Revelation. That means if I am a Christian, if I am in a Christian, and I am in this condition, in this place, hello, come on.
ክርስቲያን ነኝ ምን ከሆነ ዝም ብዬ ቀጥቷን ተመልከቱ
ሃሌሉያ where am I what is god going to do with me
እግዚአብሔር ከኔ ጋር ምን ድርሻ ያደርጋል ይመስላችኋል
he is going to remove me
ያስወግደኛል ምክንያቱም ካፌ ምልልህ ነው ልተፋ ነው ወይ ተቆሳለው እንግልኝም እንደው ምን ብለሃል ልብ
I will be rejected
ስለዚህ ልተው ነው
because I have not fulfilled or ratified the covenant
ምክንያቱ ደግሞ ይሄ የሆነበት ሰው በልባም ነው ባፉ መስክረው እንደና
አድካም ሃሌሉያ
ከጥንቀት ጋር ያለው ኪዳን ገና ምን አላልኩም አልፈጸም
ሃሌሉያ when I accept the blood of Jesus Christ
ክርስቶስ እንደመውነት ነው አግኝቻለሁ
I not only I am just born again
ነጥ ነው ዳግም ወለደ የሚለውን እየገባኝ
but I am agreeing to submit myself to the obedience of God unto righteousness
አው እግዚአብሔር በደሙ ያሰራልኝ ለደህንነት መንገድ በደሙ ደግሞ ኪዳን ውስጥ እንዲገባ ያደረገው
ሃሌሉያ
እኔ ደግሞ ለዛ ኪዳኔን በመጣዘዝ ፈጽሜ መገኘት አለበት
but it's one thing for me to agree
ለኔ ደግሞ ኪዳን መስማማቴን መፈጸሜ
but it's another thing for me to ratify that agreement with God
እግዚአብሔር ጋር ኪዳኔን
መመስረት ሃሌሉያ
ያረጋግጥበት ነገር
ሃሌሉያ I can have an agreement with brother Jamal
ጀማል ጋር እኔ ኪዳን ልፈጽም ልበል
I can say yes or say that he has a car that he wants to sell me. And I can come to him and say yes I'm very interested in buying this car. And I really want to do it. And brother Jamal says okay if you really want to do it meet me at such and such a time and we will sign an agreement. Hallelujah. So and when that time frame comes around I do not show up. The car does not become mine. The car does not become mine until I ratify it and give an earnest or pay the money to purchase it. Hallelujah. And this act of baptism is an act of obedience and it is a ratification of the covenant that I will go all the way with God.
ዓለምን ክጄ ላንተ ምን እላለሁ? እኖርላለሁ ብለን የምንገባው ኪዳን ማለት
ነው። ሃሌሉያ።
በመታዘዛችን ምን ፈጽመው ነው?
ሃሌሉያ።
አሜን።
And what that means in the practical sense.
በተግባራዊነት ስናየው ምን ማለት ነው?
Is out here
ዝጋውጭ ላይ እናየው።
I am an Ethiopian. Huh? Out here I am an Ethiopian.
This is the God Ethiopian in Galungidi.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when I accept the blood of Jesus Christ,
so sendemba mikabale bat gize,
I am inseminated with a seed of God.
Yezdiavier zerbo uste gebtwal. Kazi bwala ene በበዘር የኢትዮጵያዊ ማንነት አይገለጥም።
And what I am saying to God,
ለእግዚአብሔር ምን ይያልኩት ነው?
Is I am going to accept that position of family.
የእግዚአብሔር ኪዳን ተቀበል እግዚአብሔር ከእንግዲህ በኋላ ማንነት ይሰጠኝ።
I'm going to accept that position of tribal inheritance.
ስለዚህ እኔ
Yes, hallelujah. And I am going to come under the jurisdiction of God.
ስለዚህ በእግዚአብሔር አገዛዝና በእግዚአብሔር በሰማያዊነት ውስጥ ተገባው።
As a citizen in his country.
በሱ አገር እግዚአብሔር ባዘጋጀው።
Are you hearing me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to be Christian.
ክርስቲያን መሆን እንፈልጋለን።
And we want to remain Ethiopian.
ክርስቲያን መሆን ፈልገን ግን ማትለቀን ባህር ያለች ነው ለምንነጠቀ
We want all the benefits of the kingdom of God.
በእግዚአብሔር መንግስት ያለውን ነገር ሁሉ መጠቀም እንፈልጋለን።
And we want to stay Ethiopian.
ግን መጠቀም እንፈልገው እዚህ ኢትዮጵያዊነት
ሃሌሉያ
እግዚአብሔር ባርክልኝ እንደው
I have a revelation for you.
በእውነት ለእናንተ መገለጥ አለኝ።
There are no Ethiopians in the kingdom of God.
መንግስት ዘንድ ኢትዮጵያዊ የሚል
If I stay Ethiopian
ene bemidrawi mannet bemidrawi zegenet minor kone mqorqor kone
hallelujah
la agarachat
I am potentially son of God
yegziavier lij honku yemilbet mister
and I begin to mix the two of them
selezi hulatun dekalakal ichilallo wey ichalal
What do I become? What do I become?
ምን ሆናለሁ? ሁለቱን ልቀላቀልበት።
I become a Samaritan.
Samarit. ለሳምራያ ነው ይችላል።
I am half Jew, half Gentile.
በግማሽ አረማውያን ናቸው ሳምራያ፣ በግማሽ ደግሞ አይሁዶች ነበር።
And I don't know if you understand the terminology Samaritan. In the aspect of the Bible
the መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ያው ነው ካልታሪካቸዋል ሰማያልና አይሁዳን ሁለቱም ላይ አይተባበሩም
but in the economy of God they were considered
ለኢትዮጵያዊነታችን ምን ኑር ይያለን በእግዚአብሔር ልጅነታችን ኑር ካለን ሁለቱ ከተቀላቀለ መሆን አይችልም ነው ማለት ነው
in the economy of the Bible they were considered unclean
ስለዚህ መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ እንደውም የሚያምን
ሃሌሉያ
ብዙ ካልሆነ ነገር ጋር ምን አስበው
I'm still talking about the position the place and the ratification of the covenant
ስለዚህ ኪዳናችንን የመስከረ ነው ለገባነው ኪዳን አጽንተን
ሃሌሉያ
መኖር ይገባል
Now I want to turn back with me over into Deuteronomy Where was I what was it
11
Good you remember and I suggest that you read the whole chapter but I think what I want is verse was it 11
no that's what you said
is that what I said
yeah
okay oh yes all right it's where he says okay I want to find it. Deuteronomy 11:26. Okay. He said, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse." Hallelujah. Now, I want you to understand the terminology. This arena of life is blessing. This arena of life is a curse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because these realms, light and darkness, are governed by two individual different and opposite authorities. Hallelujah. The prince of this world, or the prince of darkness, is Satan. And his kingdom is one of destruction.
Satan.
How do you, okay, wait a minute. Destruction.
S-T-R-U.
Yes,
S-T-R-U.
All right, S-T-R-U.
T-I-O-N.
Yeah. Satan is the king of this world.
Destruction.
S what?
Destruction.
S-T-R-U-C. Uh-huh. I-O-N. Okay, I-O-N. Destruction. Hallelujah. I am defining the scripture for you so you can understand how it applies. Will you think bad of me if I just say, you can just say all of this is your Ethiopian? Huh?
እነኝህን ነገሮች እንግዲህ ቀላቀለን ምን
እንደሆነ
በመድር በኢትዮጵያ ክርስቲያን ችግሮች
ነት huh? What do you think bad of me?
Same as American.
No, I'm addressing Ethiopians. I am an American, yes. If I'm out here, that's fine. But we are not in America. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it says, a blessing if you abide in the realm of covenant relationship. Hallelujah. Because you are Ethiopian that is destined to become a son of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So if you are in this category, you are not under the jurisdiction of the covenant of God. Let me define the scriptural principle for this thought. Hallelujah. You can put your finger there and turn with me to Romans 6:16. Hallelujah. Yes, Romans 6:16.
Yes.
I suggest you read the whole chapter. I suggest you read the whole chapter. Hallelujah. It says, "Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness." Hallelujah.
Where did
young man go? Hallelujah. So it is necessary for me not just to be born again, but it is necessary for me to ratify the covenant.
ዳግም መወለድ እኔ እዝጋ የዳግም መወለድ ኃጢያት ነጻ መውጣቴ በደሙ ብቻውን በቂ አይደለም እሱ አንድ ደረጃ ነው እሱንም ከጌታ ማግኘቴ እንዳለ ሆኖ ያንን ያገኘሁትን ደግሞ ደህንነት ኬዳኔን ጠብቄ በእግዚአብሔር ፍት ቀድም እንደተባለው በመታዘዝ ስኖር ነው ዋናው
to receive the power
የሲዮን ኃይልን እንቀበላል ማለት ነው
change
ye degmo menikabelo hayle yemelewot chilot yallo hayle
hallelujah
amen
let me turn back over here to John chapter 3
degena wede yohannes enmeles
hallelujah because if we were left to our own devices we would not change
berasachin huneta anelewotem yemelewoten igziaber hayle igziaber.
So John chapter 3 verse 5 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of the water of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
ኢየሱስም መልሰ እንዲል እነተ ለሃለው ሰው
ሃሌሉያ
ካል ተወለደ በቀር ወደ እግዚአብሔር መንግስት ሊገባ አይችልም.
Did you hear it? I'm still here in the outer court.
አሁንም እያወራ ያለሁት ውጫዊ አደባባይ ላይ ነው.
There is yet the position or the place or the holy place.
ዝጋ አሁንም የሚቀረው.
And the holy of holies.
ስካውን በሰለናሱ ሰን ሰለናሱ መሰው ያወራል ግን.
Hallelujah.
እንዴት ቅዱሳን የምንለው ደግሞ አለ.
Many churches
ዙቤተ ክርስቲያኖች
stop right here
ዝጋ ቆማሉ ስለ ደህንነት ያስተምሩና
ሃሌሉያ
ደሙ ነጻው ታሊሉና ጥምቀትን ብቻ ያስተምሩና ከዛ በኋላ የክርስትና ህይወት እድገትን በተመለከተ አይነግሩና.
Now when it talks about being born of the water, hallelujah,
ዳግም መወለድ,
it's talking about baptism.
ምን ማለት ነው ይሄ በውሃ ጥምቀት የምንለው?
Water baptism.
ውሃ ጥምቀት.
The word baptism comes from the word baptisto. The Greek word baptisto.
የግሪኩ ቃል baptisto
hallelujah. And it means to be buried.
ባፕቲስቶ ከሚለው ጥምቀት
buried.
አለመጣው ከግሪክ መቀበር እንደማለት ነው.
Unto God.
ምንቀበረው ለክርስቶስ ሞት.
Hallelujah. Not unto church resurrection, not unto church membership.
ለቤተክርስቲያን አባልነት ብቻ አይደለም ይሄ የሚጠን ለእግዚአብሔር ለመኖር ነው.
But unto God ratifying the covenant that you will become a son of God.
ያንን ደግሞ እግዚአብሔርም ያውጀው.
Hallelujah.
ጅነታችንን ያጸናዋል ሲዳን.
Hallelujah.
አሜን.
Hallelujah. So we do not want to belong to a denominational mentality.
ስለዚህ እኛ ዝም ብለን በቤተክርስቲያናዊ መዋቅር ብቻ በመድር ላይ ባለ ነገር ተገድበን መቅረት የለብንም.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all of your Pentecostal churches, I don't care what their names are, what affiliation they have, but every Pentecostal denomination, every evangelical denomination, divide and separate you are for the purpose of stopping you from going into the fullness of God. Even the word denomination is a word that means to divide, to separate. And the total reality that God has for giving me the opportunity to be born again, that I might wind up in this position of the holies of holies, with a nature that is non-human. A nature that has the qualities and the characteristics of Almighty God. Hallelujah. So what we have,
amen,
is when we understand the reality of what this piece of furniture is to do, we can relate to what it was that Paul was writing to the Galatian church. I believe it was the Galatian church. Now, the Galatian church was a church of mixture. They were a church that was out here somewhere, running around, going in and out, hallelujah, fooling around with God. They were this type of church. This type of church is a Galatian type of church. It is a Galatian type of church. Hallelujah. And Paul, seeing their condition, was praying and lamenting in the Spirit. Was it the Galatian church, or was it, maybe it's the Colossian church?
It's not Galatians, it's Colossians.
Is it Colossians?
I would say so.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
It was the
foolish Galatians.
I think chapter 1.
Of what? I want to say that Christ be formed in you. So we may have to change this church.
Well, wait and see.
We may have to change this church. He says, I travail again, little children. All right. Because that is the...
Okay. It is in... Galatians 4:19.
I was right.
Mm-hmm. You were.
I was right.
Well, foolish Galatians.
Huh?
Oh, foolish Galatians.
Okay. It was the Galatian church. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. And he said, oh, foolish Galatians. Huh? What is this chapter? Was that chapter 1?
Chapter 4.
He says, verse what?
19.
He says, oh, foolish Galatians. Hallelujah. He says, who has bewitched you? Hallelujah. He was saying, who has bewitched you? To bewitch somebody is to come under a curse. Hallelujah. They were trying to mix all of the things outside of the realm of God mix it with the revelation of God, thinking that they could end up at the end of the day and accomplish the goal that God has set for them. Hallelujah. And Paul said, oh, I travail again in birth. Verse 19, my little children, of whom I travail again in birth, until what? Huh? Hallelujah. Huh? To what? That Christ. Did you hear it? It says you must be born of the water and of the Spirit too. Hallelujah. It says you must be born of the water and of the Spirit to enter into the kingdom. Did you hear it? Kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So everything out here prepares you to enter and gives you the power to enter. Hallelujah. John chapter 1, verse number 12. Well, that's a good verse, my goodness. But as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, gave, I could just, let me translate it in my language. Huh? I have given you the key by which you might open the door and walk into me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I must ratify and I must understand the terms of the contract. And it is those terms that we are explaining to you today concerning this thought of baptism in water and in spirit. God bless you. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, that is E. It's E-N. It's just for the line in the middle.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Now, ladies, do you have any questions? Any comments?
She's saying that I have heard in the reality from someone. She's saying if once we are saved,
once saved,
yeah, always saved.
Always saved, and we are liberated to do whatever things they are saying. Some people, I face with them. She says,
yeah,
they say that.
Yeah, well, now she'll know how to answer them. The Bible says that you and I must work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Find that verse for me, will you?
Philippians chapter
2.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. You must work out your salvation. And then there was the There was also the scripture we covered in Revelations 3. Was it 3 or 2? Let me look.
You were in Revelation
3:14. Now, you have to remember that John is writing to the church. He is writing to born again, spirit filled, blood bought Christians. He's not writing to the sinner. And God says, I would that you were either hot or you were cold. Because you have lukewarm Christianity, I will spew you out of my mouth. Brethren, the gate is as the mouth of God. That's interesting, isn't it? Yes.
Once when you are like child, it will be accepted, but just you believe that baptism is us.
That's not what the scripture says.
This one he says, and the other one, some of them they say, you must grow, understand and have faith. When you have faith and understand, you can baptize. And some of them say, as you mentioned earlier, they baptize by sprinkle, and some of them say by immersion.
Yeah.
So he has.
Well, you have to go by the scriptures. Romans. Romans. Romans, the 6th chapter.
Romans, the 6th chapter.
Now, as far as how it's done, the word of God is very clear. Number one, it uses the word number one, the word that we translate, whether it's in English or Amharic or Russian or German or whatever, the word that they translate baptize,
okay,
or baptism,
okay,
comes from the word baptisto, which is a Greek word out of the Testament.
አማርኛ ምንናገር እንግሊዝኛ ምንናገር ጀርመንኛ ምንናገር ምንም አይነት ቋንቋ ላይ ተናግረን ይሁን ይሄ መጠመቅ የሚለው ባፕቲዞ ከሚለው የግሪክ ቃል መጥቶ ባፕቲዝም የሚለው ቃል የሚያብራራው ምንም ለውጥ ሳይኖረው ይላል በደንብ ያለው
and it means to be totally immersed completely covered over
መጠመቅ ማለት ነው ወይ
ሃሌሉያ
አውቀታችሁ ነው
So
in በምንም ቋንቋ ይሁን ትግልበር ያለችን ሰንታል አማርኛ ምንናገር እንግሊዝኛ ምንናገር ጀርመንኛ ምንናገር ይሄ የግሪኩ ቃል ኦሪጅናል የመጣው የግሪኩ ቃል ባፕቲዝም የሚለው ባፕቲዝም የሚለው የመጣው ከስለሆነ አይለወጥም
All right That's the Greek word.
Hey, Greek.
Now let's go to the scriptural definition of that word. Hallelujah. Because the Bible interprets itself. You can go to Romans chapter 6. Now this deals with several issues, I think, that were mentioned. One of the issues that was mentioned is that once you are baptized you can and accept the Lord, you can go out and do anything you want to do. Anybody who says that, number one, they're not born again. Number two, they don't know the scriptures. They're ignorant of the scriptures. Hallelujah. And I don't care if they got pastor in front of their name, doctor in front of their name, or they got their letters after their name. Because what the scripture says, chapter 6, verse 1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? That grace may abound. God forbid. Okay, in Amharic. What does that mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? Does anybody know what it means? Well, in English, it means absolutely no. You cannot continue the sin. It means it is totally, absolutely out of context with my present, current condition of being born again. And on top of that, it says God forbids it. So we took care of that one, right? Now listen to what it says. Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death. Hallelujah. Verse 4. Therefore we are buried.
ሁላችን ከሞቱ ጋር
ሄሎ
እንደተጠመቀን አጣቁምን ካለ በኋላ እንግዲህ ይላል ከክርስቶስ በአብ ክብር ከሞታ እንደተነሳ እንደኛ በአዲስ ህይወት እንመላለስ
Yeah, don't read the I want to go back to buried.
Okay.
Malcolm. If you bury somebody,
ከሞቱ ጋር አንድ እንደሆነ ዘንድ የምትለው አንዱ መልካም
You have a dead body. And you want to bury it. Do you just lay it out there on the top of the ground? Do you just take a little bit of dirt
ታደርጋለህ?
And sprinkle it over the body?
ወይስ ደግሞ ዝም ብለህ ወደ ቻፈር ከሌላ ቦታ ወስደህ በላዩ ላይ በደም ታጠቆ እንደሸፈን ታደርጋለህ?
What do you do? You dig a deep hole. Hallelujah. And you put that body into that hole. And do you leave the hole open? Huh? Huh?
He's saying yes.
You leave it open?
No. He's saying.
What do you do? You just throw all that dirt right back into the hole. So what do you call that?
Yes.
What?
Buried.
Buried. Buried. So it says we are buried with him in baptism. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And in the end,
we are buried. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That means we are going down into that water. And anyone who is finding themselves in this position must have the mental capacity, the mental maturity. To understand the ramifications of what is happening. And if this child was born again, by virtue of the Spirit of God that now is in her, it can begin to communicate to her her need to be baptized.
Hallelujah.
And she can begin to comprehend with instruction from her parents the reality of what baptism is. And as she comes to the conclusion, I want to be baptized, then we have the right to baptize her. The trouble is, we let our children grow up and we miss the opportunity to instruct them in righteousness when they are younger. And unfortunately, talking from experience, our children wind up at the end of the day in trouble. And you know, when the Lord spoke to me very clearly here in Ethiopia, over there in Bole, when we were living in the house, he said, go after the children. What I would like to see you people doing is not wasting your time on the organizational religious structure, but start going after the children. Make your home children church. Invite the neighbor's children into your home and begin to teach them the fundamentals of Christianity. Hallelujah. We're wasting our time with these. We need to go after the children. And that includes young people like this young man.
He accepted Jesus Christ almost 3 years ago.
Yeah.
From that day, you know, the church asking to come to us. But still, I told them I will wait. So I told him, this is good. This is time for
it. Yeah, well, I think that he doesn't have to wait any longer. What he needs to do is learn about God and the calling and the election that is upon his life.
ስለመጠራተ በእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ማወቅ እሱ መኖር ነው ከጥቅሎች ዘንድ መነገር ደግሞ ተመለከተ ፍቅርን እኔም እነሱ መንፈስ ካሉ ድረስ እንረዳለን
አሁን የምንማር ቸርች ግን ጥሩ እንትን አለ ከሚናገሩት ነገር ጋር ሂደት አንድ ነው
ጨርሰው ትምህርቱ ማለፈው ያለ ትምህርቱን ጨርሰው ከዛ በኋላ ያለውን ነገር እንነግራለን That's good. We can help him.
Yes, because you know, young man, you're like the young man in the scriptures whose name was like Timothy.
አንተ ስማ መልካሙ ይያሉ ያለው እግዚአብሔር እንደዚህ ፈጥሮልናል እንደ ጢሞቴዎስ ወጣት ጢሞቴዎስ ወጣት ሆኖ ነው በጳውሎስ ምን ያለ ተቆጠቆጠው እግዚአብሔር ወንድሞች ያዘጋጀውልናል ለጦስ ያዘጋጀውልናልና በዚህ ወጣትነት ቃሉን ብላው አንብበው ነው ያለ ምክራቸው እግዚአብሔር ይባርካቸው እና አንተ እንግዲህ የኛን መልባት አንድ ሁለተኛ እኛ ቀደም እንዳሉት ተቀበል እኔም ለላግዘ ነገር ብዙ ኔታ ሳንደፈናል የእግዚአብሔር ነገር ሲበራል ከተወለደ እግዚአብሔር የሚለው ምንድን ነው ክርስትና አንዴ ቆጥ ጨርሰው ቀደም እንዳየነው በህይወት ህግ የምትለናል
Can I finish what I wanted to say to you?
Okay.
And Paul and Timothy sat under the teaching of Paul. Paul, this is what Paul was teaching. This is what Paul was teaching. And as Timothy began to get into the Word of God and began to move with God, God began to bring him to a place of maturity and responsibility and accountability. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he had to submit himself to his circumstances and to the Word of God. And if you emulate Timothy, then at the end of the day there will be a blessing that you will receive.
በዘመኑ ፍጻሜ የተባረከ ህይወት ላይ ትደርሳለህ. አሜን. And this is the biggest something.
Okay.
አሁን ባከራየነው ያው ጥምቀት ተፈጸመ. አዲስ ኪዳንን ለፈለገው ነው ማለት ነው ማለት ነው ማለት ነው ለጭራው ወሎ አዘመ አይ ኤክስቴንድ ምደዛነ ለዚህ ነገር ትልቅ ርስ በቃ አሁን ትራደርስ
ያ
ለልጆች ያለው ለፌኖት
ያ
በጣም ያሰራ ነው ያለው ያለው
አንተ ብራዘር በርት ሲስተር ትግስት አስኪንግ አስ ዋት ዩ ሪሲቭ ዌን ዩ ሊቭ ቦሊ አስ ዩ ሜንሽን አርሊየር አባውት ቻይልድ And that is my question. I have a burden. When we live, for example, in their compound, they say, people, they came and rent in the compound.
They come.
And
they had some renters in their compound.
Yes, the renters, some of them, they are not good. Even if we have tried to bring them, you know, for the message, but they are challenging our children. So really we need prayer for our children because our society, you know, it's not good. They are not get any good things in schools. So really our burden is our children, as you said.
Right.
We need your prayer. We need really, you know, these prayers, even to share for others about our children.
Yes.
Because, as she said also in addition, some churches teach the teaching that if one saved, no matter, they can live according to the...
Well, all the churches, all the churches are interested in is membership and money.
Yeah. So we need this prayer and we need also to read in this.
Well, number one, you should be teaching your children in your home.
And then you know, but we
in the tabernacle of the one that I gave them, the children's version.
Yes, we have that version. You have some of this teaching. You can start teaching them. How old is this young man? How old is he?
He's three.
Three.
Yeah, Michael is three. Three.
Yeah. We have two granddaughters who received the Lord at three.
With understanding.
And we were in a conference meeting, and the Word of God was deep. But the whole time that they were there with us, and they were sitting, and the whole time they were there with us, the Spirit of God was talking to each one of them. And at the end of the meeting, they accepted the Lord. So you need to be teaching your children in your home. And you need to be inviting other children into your home. And begin to teach them. And it will help you too. Because as you teach it, God will give you greater understanding. God will give you greater revelation. And as you teach it, it becomes greater reality to you, and you begin to cry out more for God because you see the disparity of your own life in light of the Word.
በቃሉ ሲበራልንና ቃሉን እነሱን ብቻ አይደለም ሌሎችን ስናስተምር እግዚአብሔርም ጸጋውን ይሰጠናል የቃሉ መረዳታችንና ዕውቀቱም ይጨምራል.
We think because we read the Bible, pray, and go to church that our children are getting it, but they're not. We have to teach them what we believe. I'm talking from experience. Our oldest is 43?
No.
44?
Yeah. 45.
Okay, 45. Our oldest is 45. And you can go right down the line, and you know, you would think that in the aspect of the involvement we have with the Lord and the work of God, they
ምን ያህል በህይወት ደረጃ ስከታች እስካሉት እንግዲህ ተመልከቱ ከነሱም ጋር ጊዜ ያጣፋን ነው አገልግሎታችንን ምን
ያደረሰው they did not get it and there some of them and we are suffering because of it.
አንዳንዶቹ ይሄውን ዋጋ እየከፈሉን ያለው አሉ ምክንያቱም ይሄንን እውነትም እንኳን ሊይዙልን ያልቻሉ አሉ ከነሱም.
So you have to teach them. You have to teach them what you have to teach them what you believe and why you believe it. And they must honor you and obey you, not because you're angry and can beat them up. Because if they don't, then they're not going to honor and obey God.
ይሄን ማረጉ ከሆነ ወላጅን ማታከብሩ ማታታዘዙ ከሆነ ልጆች እግዚአብሔርን ማታከብሩ ማለት ነው.
And if you teach them how to love you as parents,
ስለዚህ ለቤተሰብ
to love you,
ታቸውን መውደድ እንዲችሉ ተምሩ እናንተ መውደዱ.
Then they will know how to love God.
እግዚአብሔርን ደግሞ እንዴት እንደሚያውቁም እንደዛው.
and that's scriptural, by the way.
Love my brother that I see,
how is it that I can love a God whom I can't see? So it's a big job. It's a full-time job. And you have to do it in spite of everything else.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. I think we can finalize with the prayer.
Yes.
Amen. We can pray with Sister Tigist and then conclude.
Okay, so what does Sister Tigist need prayer for?
Amen.
Just what she was saying.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. Father, we come by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're asking you to move in our sister's life.
Hallelujah.
You want to translate?
Amen.
We ask, Father, that you bring the reality of God into her heart, into her soul. That you would put a fire within her bones. That she might even say, even as David said, my heart is fixed. Father, we just pray for every circumstance and situation. You know the circumstances of their home. You know the circumstances concerning the renters. We're asking that you give them wisdom concerning what it is they are to do and what they are not to do. Father, we just want to bring them before you, both Fikri as well as Tejas, Lord. And that you would give them the ability to rise up in the Spirit of God, to overcome every propensity and every spirit that was by virtue of inheritance they received. Hallelujah. Father, we break the power over their minds, over their emotions, over their desires. Hallelujah. Father, move within their circumstance. Move within their situation. Move within their neighborhood. Father, that they might be a light that shines very brightly in that dark place. And Father, I pray for Brother Jamal and his wife, my God, that they too would be a refuge, a place, an oasis where many people might be able to come to drink and to be refreshed, to be nursed, Lord, and brought back to health and vitality. My God, we ask it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.